Climate change plus wildfires equals bad. We know that. The more we spew carbon dioxide, the more the planet warms, the more droughts we have in a lot of places. And dryness translates to more wildfires that throw out even more CO2. But science being as complicated as it is, there is new evidence that huge wildfires in Australia a couple years back sent smoke very far away and led to a massive algae bloom in the Pacific. And algae absorbs carbon dioxide, takes it out of the atmosphere. It's all in a new study in the journal Nature, and Nicolas Cassar is a co-author. He's a biogeochemist at Duke University, and he joins us. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Professor, this is a breakthrough finding, I gather. What is the link you found between these wildfires in Australia and these algae blooms thousands of miles away?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, our study shows that the Australian wildfires led to an increase in algal biomass in the ocean. And so why is this important? So as you probably know, photosynthesis is one of the most important biological process to our climate. This is the process, as you mentioned, by which plants take up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. When we think of photosynthesis, the first image that comes to mind is a plant or a tree, but in fact, half of photosynthesis is performed by algae in the ocean. So if we want to understand our climate and climate change, we need to study the factors impacting the algae in the ocean.
And I gather the connection here between the fires and the algae has something to do with iron. Is that what you found?
That's right. Through biomass burning, iron was in the aerosols, and we measured in Tasmania. So downwind of these wildfires, we measured high concentrations of iron in the aerosols. These aerosols are fine particles that are small enough to be suspended in the atmosphere and can travel over long distances.
And then the iron effectively did the fertilizing?
That's right. In this region of the world oceans, this is the Southern Ocean, there are not many sources of iron in these regions. And there are many experiments that have been conducted in the past, which have shown that by adding iron to these waters at this time of the year, you get algal blooms.
And if I can just kind of back up, I'm very curious, how did you and your team, I guess, kind of think up this possible connection in the first place? Oh, you know, let's look for a correlation or a causal relationship between these two things that are happening thousands of miles apart. How did that research question arise in the first place?
Because these are observations of the natural environment, these are not causal, but mostly correlations that we made. And just looking at aerial images of the wildfires, these were some of the worst on record. And so we wanted to see if and how these fire emissions impacted ocean ecosystems downwind.
Help me understand how you gathered the evidence to make this case in the paper. I gather you looked at satellite images and these floating, I don't know, data collecting robots. Can you talk about that?
We used a combination of methods, including satellite data, atmospheric models, atmospheric chemistry measurements, and autonomous marine floats. These are called Argo floats. These are free drifting in the oceans. They mostly sit at 1,000 meters, and every 10 days, they come to the surface and they conduct a vertical profile and measure various properties, including algal concentration.
Algae, in this case, is the end product of this chain here. Should we think about this finding as a, I know I'm simplifying, a good or a bad thing? We know algae can absorb CO2 like other plants, at least for a while. We also know algae blooms can create these eco-dead zones.
This is a good question. And for the oceans, we really don't know because we didn't have people in the field to measure the full range of the impact of the aerosols on ocean ecosystems, including which algal species benefited from the aerosols. Now, in terms of carbon, there was a large increase in algal biomass that could potentially have offsetted some of the CO2 emissions associated with the wildfires. However, we don't know. If all the algal biomass is ultimately respired at the ocean surface, then it doesn't offset any of the CO2 emissions. Conversely, if some of the algal biomass sinks to depth, then the blooms could potentially have offset some of the CO2 emissions. And we just don't know at this time because we didn't have anyone in the field making these measurements.
Finally, just a bit of a personal question. When this data started to roll in and you started to see these things seem to be connected, I guess, how did you and your team react? Was there any kind of eureka moment or, you know, wow, this is, we have it here?
The size of this algal bloom was enormous, larger than Australia in size. It's clear that these wildfires have a very large impact on local ecosystems. What was exciting to us is to find out that not only do they impact local ecosystems, but they can have large impact on ocean ecosystems that are thousands of kilometers away through atmospheric aerosol transport.
All right. Well, fascinating discovery for the rest of us. Nicola Cassar is professor of biogeochemistry at Duke University. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.